Well, good morning, everybody, and welcome to another edition of On the Money with a Certified Financial Group right here on News 96.5 WDVO's Ask the Experts Weekend. This is the show where we answer to any question you may have to help you get to that retirement finish line and all the panel today. We've got what pretty much is the A-team today. It is the Oracle of Orlando, Joe Burt, alongside Roger Johnson. Good morning, gentlemen.
Good morning, Kyle.
How are you guys today?
We're doing great. How are you?
I'm doing fine.
Good to be here. We are live.
No, you mean we're not taped?
No, we are taped.
We're live today.
Yes.
We're live today. Okay.
Yes,
we're live.
Right. Pinch me.
December 1st.
Yes,
2018, ladies and gentlemen. There's 1 month left of 2018.
Yeah. And by Sunday, it'll be in the 80s.
Well, yeah. I mean, that's par for the course, right?
I've been freezing my butt off lately.
Okay.
Well, Joe likes the warm weather.
Yep. Yeah. Florida's back. 50 is my threshold.
50
is my threshold.
So you were not happy.
Was not happy. No, I was not.
All right, so
I had to put socks on the other day.
Good,
it was terrible.
You know, that's a little behind the scenes trivia question about Roger Johnson. He does not wear a lot of socks.
Not a lot of socks.
He wears sandals. Sometimes he'll come into the studio and wear shoes, and I've known that about him a long time. But
you should see the socks and sandal outfit he has.
Oh,
it's really
quite an ensemble.
Well, you know, that is making a comeback.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah.
So.
Well, Joe, what can the audience call you about today?
Roger and I are here to take your calls about your personal finances. This is the stuff they don't teach you in school, and unfortunately we go through life making financial decisions without really any basis for making those decisions. You know, we read Money Magazine, we talk to our coworkers, we listen to CNBC.
And, our neighbor who knows somebody who knows somebody.
Exactly. And we find out, we wake up, and we have a collection of financial accidents. So we are your financial body shop. We are here this morning to take the calls regarding your personal finances, questions that you might have, as how they relate to any decisions you're making about an IRA, about a 401k, about a mutual fund, about life insurance, about long-term health care, about annuities, reverse mortgages, all that and more. Roger and I are here to take your calls. We are the only financial call-in show in Central Florida that's hosted exclusively by certified financial planner practitioners. We are not a one-hour infomercial, if you will. We take live calls. We do our best to answer your questions, but this is what we do day in and day out as certified financial planner practitioners. We have 11 certified financial planner practitioners in the office. We are the largest independent certified financial planning firm in Central Florida. And Monday through Friday, Roger and our other CFPs do this for a fee. But on Saturday morning, we are absolutely free. So if you have any questions regarding your personal finances, as how they may relate to decisions you're trying to make, the good news for you is the lines are absolutely wide open. In addition to that, if you're interested in seeing what's going on behind the scenes, you can go to Facebook and go to the search engine and put in Certified Financial Group, and we will pop up, and you'll see Roger and me right here in the studio answering your questions. So that's kind of a behind-the-scenes opportunity. So once again, the lines are absolutely wide open, and those numbers are
844-220-0965. That is 844-220-0965. Text machine is up and running as well at 21232. That is 21232. Of course, if you leave a comment on that Facebook Live video, we'll see it, and they'll ask the question right here on the radio today. You know, you said a buzzword there, Joe Burt, about your salon of delicious information on certified financial group planning information, and that was independent.
Independent. That is the key word. We are not affiliated or tied. We have no axe to grind with anybody. We are totally independent. We work with our clients kind of as fiduciaries, which means we have to, what we do is on your behalf, not on the company's behalf. We work for you. Clients hire us to make those decisions on their behalf. And we have over 40 years of experience in doing that, and we're glad to share that with you this morning.
I just wanted to make sure that I punched that a little bit by saying a bunch of words that didn't make any sense with financial planning that gets your attention. But independent does. So that's if you have a question and from an independent source, we have the answers for you. 844-220-0965. That's 844-220-0965. And, of course, I did say earlier at the top of the show, we are live here on December 1st. 2018, that means we've got roughly 30 days left of the year. So, Roger Johnson, I need to make my list of the end of year things
to
do.
That's right. And, hey, you know, we were fiduciaries before it was popular to say fiduciaries.
Yes.
We were CFPs, are all fiduciaries. So when we became that, we became fiduciaries. And that was years ago.
Years ago.
Well, okay, so things to do by the end of the year. There's plenty of planning to do. Things you ought to look at is maybe how much you plan to earn next year, how much you plan to save, how much you plan to invest, and how to invest. You may want to take advantage of new contribution limits. They've bumped up the 401k, 403b contribution limits by $500, so you may want to adjust your contributions at work there. They've also bumped up IRA contributions by $500 a year, so that's a wonderful thing to start to plan for. And SEP contribution limits have gone up $1,000, and if you have a simple plan, that's also been increased by $500. So things to look at there. You may also want to look at if you find yourself in the 12% tax bracket, you may want to, and you still have a little room in that 12% tax bracket, harvest possibly some tax loss, some gains, and pay zero capital gains tax rate, as long as you stay in that 12% rate. So you may want to talk to your tax advisor on that. A couple other things we have, you may want to also look through your changes that have gone on, if any, this year, so that you can do some estate planning for the future, and look at maybe things that have changed in your life, divorces, new children, new grandchildren, how you want to designate beneficiaries, how you want to set up maybe your living trust, any adjustments you may want to make there. Look at if you are in the giving mood and you are gifting money to anyone in particular. There is the end of year. You can get up to $14,000 without filing any tax forms, $14,000 per person. And then next month, it'll be January, you can do it again if you're so inclined. Harvesting tax losses and particularly bond funds. You know, some of the bond funds are down. You may want to take a tax loss there to offset some gains, and maybe replace that mutual fund, that bond mutual fund, with a similar bond fund so that you're still diversified, but you can harvest that tax loss. Joe?
Okay. No, that's good stuff. A lot of stuff. We got a couple of calls here.
What do you think?
Yeah, no, we'll get to that.
I got more, so you can come back to me later.
And we need to get through all that. It's great information.
No rush.
But
you
know what? We've got a whole hour here to do on the radio.
Right here.
So
let's do it.
Let's get to our phone calls here and a quick service. Talk to Titusville, and Robin is out there and up to, with us this morning. Robin, go ahead. You're on Certified Financial.
Good morning, Robin.
Good morning. Well, it's simple. Not so simple. Huh? We took money out of a 401k to purchase a house for cash. We had 60 days to get that money back into the 401k when we sold another home. It did not sell in a timely manner. We now have the money, but obviously we can't put it back into a 401k. So now we have this money, and it's a large sum to invest. And I have never done that before, and I'm absolutely confused by fees, no fees, which direction to go, which portfolio to go, and it can be a little overwhelming for a first-time large investor.
Of course, and Robin, this is what I said in my opening comments. You know, we have to make these financial decisions. Sometimes they're just thrust upon us, and that's what happened to you. You didn't plan on this, and now you have this lump sum of capital that you don't want to squander because this is your retirement. So you have to make the right
decision. Well, and I have a husband who is also on full disability at a very young age and with a very debilitating disease. So we need to, you know, preserve the funds for that as well.
Sure. Well, Robin, first of all, I think probably you didn't take the money out of a 401k. You took it out of an IRA because you're talking about the 60-day rollover rule.
You're correct. Yes.
Okay. So unfortunately, you did that, and we see this happen occasionally where people expect to have something happen, and it doesn't happen, and then you have a problem there. You know, a smart, now in hindsight, for our listeners that might be contemplating doing the same thing that you did, you want to buy the house and you haven't sold the other house, is to take out a home equity loan on your existing mortgage. And that kind of protects you. In fact, you could have maybe done that before the 60 days was up and then put the money back in the 401k, in the IRA. Because right now, you're stuck with paying taxes on that money, which, you know, how much money are we talking about?
We're talking about $110,000.
Ooh.
And I live, I live tiny. We live in a home that is under 1,200 square feet, which works
wow.
for us.
Wow.
But it does not fall into the mortgage category, which is why we paid cash.
Sure.
We would have had to do a creative mortgage, paying higher interest rates.
Right.
And it was because my
husband's
on disability. It made sense to pay cash.
Yeah. Robin, how old are you?
I am 55.
55. And your husband is on disability.
At the same age, yes.
Okay. And your source of income, are you working?
Yes, I am.
Okay. So we have income there. Are you able to pay the bills every month?
Yes, I am.
All right. That's great. So what we need to do is look at how we can preserve this money that you have here. Let me ask you this. In your current position, your job, do you have a retirement plan of any sort, 401k?
I do not. I'm self-employed.
You're self-employed. Well, that's okay. You can set up your own retirement plan. What should you do, Roger? Self-employed?
Well, let's see. I'm thinking a SEP retirement plan and maybe be able to get that money in to a SEP, depending on if you have, do you have earned income? Does it show a profit?
I do show a profit.
Okay. So, Well, our UNIK is right. Those are two things that you may be able to save a good chunk of that money and get the tax deferral so that, in essence, it's not a 60-day rollover, but it'll give you the same effect by putting it into a retirement plan before the end of the year.
Robin, do you do your own taxes?
We are not going to do them this year because of the creativity of finances, because of disability, selling one property, buying another,
over
my head.
You have an advisor help you with this, and, you know, with it getting a plan set up, you may not even need to fund it right away. You have until you file your tax return on a SEP. UNIK, you'd have to get it in probably by the end of the year, I'm pretty sure.
You'd have to have it set up and not funded.
Yeah.
You're saying UNIK.
UNI. It's a one-man, one-person 401k that'll allow you to tack on a profit-sharing piece on top of that. You can put over $50,000 into that, depending on what your tax situation is. Here's what you need to do, Robin. You need to find that tax preparer right now, lay out your situation, and talk about setting up what we call a UNIK or one-person 401k before the end of the year.
Or a SEP.
But I see UNIK you can take right off the top, where the SEP, I think you're going to have it as a percentage of your income.
Correct.
So whether we UNIK, you can take it right off the top. So, Robin, that's what I want you to do, and at least protect some of that. And then what you have to do is then figure out how to invest that money for the future. The good news for you is you're still a young woman. The bad news is you're still a young woman. And so you've got to get this money working for you because you've got the rest of your life in front of you. The good news is you're paying your bills and you're not going to have to tap into it. So you've got some time to allow this money to grow. But that's where I would start. You got to get the tax situation under control because Uncle Sam's going to come along and take a piece of that for you. And between your income and another $110,000, you're looking at losing maybe up to 22% of that, 15 to 22% of that money.
But hopefully get a good chunk of it into a UNIK or a SEP plan before you file your taxes, and you may be able to save a portion of that from that massive tax.
I was wondering if I deposit the maximum into a savings plan or a IRA, would I get the tax credit off of that income earned? Well,
that's kind of what we're talking about, but an IRA contribution limit is, $7,500, $6,500 for you, and just over 50, so you have the catch up. But the limit is only that, you know, you can only get a small amount. You need to look at the idea Joe came up with, and we came up with some UNIKs, which gives you a much higher limit to put a good chunk of that $110,000 into and get a tax-deferred, taxable deduction for that contribution into that retirement plan.
So the first thing Monday morning, I want you to find a tax preparer to get over with that person before the end of the year. Don't wait till the last week of the year because it takes time to set this kind of stuff up. Mm-hmm. You're welcome to call our office, 407-869-9800, or on the web at financialgroup.com. And once you get that tax picture straightened out, give us a call. I think we can help you in the other areas, Robin.
All right. Thank you so much for the call, Robin. We are up against the break here. If you want Robin's line, it's 844-220-0965. That is 844-220-0965. We also have the text machine up and running as well, 21232. That is 21232. You already see we got three great questions to ask the panel. On the other side, as we continue to plan tomorrow,
today,
the Certified Financial Group right here on 96.5 WDBO. And welcome back. This is On the Money with a Certified Financial Group right here on News 96.5 WDBO, the show where we answer everything that helps you get to that retirement finish line with the Certified Financial Planners. The Certified Financial Group, 844-220-0965. That is 844-220-0965. Text machine is up and running as well at 21232. Carol Ann in Orlando is dialed this up. Carol Ann, you're up next. We only got about 2.5 minutes to latest news, weather, and traffic. So go ahead, Carol Ann, with your question.
Morning, Carol Ann.
Okay. Thank you. Good morning. I'll make it quick. Part of my answer was questioned before the first caller, before you took the first call, and it was regarding gifts, cash gift, not a loan, a gift that could be made to a relative if it's just a transaction that doesn't have to be recorded on your income tax,
right,
or if there's paperwork or whatever.
Yes, how much can you do that for?
Well, the gentleman stated earlier it was up to $14,000.
Actually, it's $15,000.
Well, next year it's
$15,000. No, actually, it's $15,000.
Yep. Oh, okay. 18. Well,
yep. $15,000.
Joe's got the up-to-date numbers.
$15,000.
Okay, up to $15,000. So there's no, when I would file my income tax, do I need to declare that or do anything?
No. If you give over that, then you have to file a gift tax return. It doesn't cost you anything. You just have to file an additional gift tax return with your filing, and it lowers your unified credit from millions to...
Yep.
We don't have to worry about that.
You can pay it. Bottom line is, you can give $15,000 away to anyone, your neighbor, Roger, me, anybody, and you don't have to file anything anywhere. The donor, that's you, never has to file anything, and the donee, the recipient, never has to declare anything because it's a gift. But it's not tax deductible. Some people think I'm going to give, because it's a gift, you know, they tie it with gifts to my church or my charity. No. In order to get a deduction, it has to be what's called a 501c3.
Okay, great.
But the bottom line is a $15,000 limitation, and you have no paperwork to file anywhere.
Super. Thank you very much.
You're welcome, Carol. Thank you.
All right. Thank you so much, Carol, for the call. If you want her line, it's 844-220-0965. That is 844-220-0965. Texas 21232. Tom and David are up next. You want to get behind Tom and David again, 844-220-0965. We will continue to play it tomorrow.
Today.
On News 96.5 WDBO. And welcome back. This is On the Money with a Certified Financial Group right here on News 96.5 WDBO. It is all a part of our Ask the Experts weekend. We are here taking your phone calls at 844-220-0965 with the Oracle of Orlando, Joe Burt, alongside Roger Johnson. Gentlemen, the latest audience that may have joined us during latest news, weather, and traffic. Joe, what can they call you about today?
Well, Roger and I are here as Certified Financial Planner professionals to answer our listeners' questions about their personal finances. As we say, we do this for a fee on Monday through Friday, but on Saturday morning, we are here for free. We are the only financial call-in show in Central Florida that's hosted exclusively by Certified Financial Planners and is not recorded. It's not a one-hour infomercial. We take these questions live, and we try to tell you what you need to do. And if we don't have the answer, we will look it up and try to get you what you were down the road. So if you have any questions about your personal finances, the good news for you, we have a couple of lines open, and all you have to do is dial these magic numbers.
844-220-0965, 844-220-0965. And before we get back to our phone lines, another way that you guys help a lot of people in Central Florida are the workshops.
Yes, right now, Gary has one going on. It's a full house, so if you made a reservation, please show up because they have a space allocated for you, but it is totally filled. But coming up, Roger, what do we have?
Well, in January, he's got another one. He's got Financial Basics for Life, January 19th. That's a Saturday from 9 to 11. February, Healthcare Options, the ever-popular Healthcare Options in Retirement. That's February 16th, Saturday, 9 to 11. Register for that. April, Countdown for Retirement, And in May, he's got everything you want to know about mutual funds. So full hope. I think there's only 1 month he doesn't have one there in the next 6 months. So
these are absolutely free. We hold them in our offices in Altamont Springs in our large classroom. We accommodate about 25 people. We have state-of-the-art audio-visual equipment. And he provides a little snack there for you. And it's absolutely free. And people say, why are you doing this kind of stuff? We do it for basically two reasons. Number one, to help you avoid making those financial disasters that we see walking in our office every day. People making these decisions don't know what they're really doing about this kind of stuff. And to help you. And secondly, to introduce you to our firm, what we do as certified financial planners, how we work with our clients for a fee, and whether you need financial planning now or sometime in the future, perhaps you give us an opportunity to earn your business. So if you want more information about that, go to our website. That's financialgroup.com. Financialgroup.com, click on events, and you can make a reservation right there.
Fantastic. Tom in Cocoa Beach has dialed us up. Tom, go ahead. You're on the Certified Financial Group.
Tom, what's up?
Hey, thanks, guys. I'm a faithful listener of your show.
Well, thank you.
It's my second call. You guys really give me some good vibes here. All right, I got an inheritance IRA. One of my loved ones passed away, and I had to form an inheritance IRA to receive it.
Uh-huh.
So I did. Right now it's sitting in a bank. And I'd like to put some of that in silver. So the company I'm dealing with says, well, you can wire that. So I called the bank. They said, yes, we can wire it, but we have to put in your checking account first. Here's my question. This is a two-part question. If it goes in my checking account and they take a wire from there, will the IRS consider me receiving that money before it was put into a wire, or is it okay to do it that way?
No, if it's coming out of your IRA and going into your personal checking account, you have taken receipt of it, and then you have 60 days in which to put it back into an IRA. So
okay, so I am okay as long as we do it in 60 days.
Exactly, yes. Now, you want to be sure that the company you're doing business with on the silver side is setting up an IRA for you, not just a silver account.
Yeah, well, we've discussed that with the representative, so I think I'm in pretty good shape.
All right.
The second part of the question is this. I'm figuring on taking out quite a healthy sum, and then in March of the coming year, I will have a distribution payout, which is the annual, and it'll be X amount of dollars. What I'm doing now with taking out some money for the silver, will that have any effect on the amount of monies that I'm going to receive at the annual distribution?
No, because it's part of an IRA.
Okay.
Wait. That's an interesting question. So if you're, because the amount, your RMD, your required minimum distribution, is a function of the balance on December 31st. So let's think this through, right?
This is an inherited IRA.
Yeah, I understand.
Yes.
But it is still, he has to do an RMD based on the balance on December 31st.
Right.
Correct.
So if you do this, if you do the 60-day rollover deal now in December, and it's not in the IRA on December 31st, you follow me?
Yeah, I follow.
Yeah, I got you.
I don't know if it's
yeah, that's an interesting question.
You can do that every year, though.
Yeah.
That doesn't sound right.
Yeah, that's kind of an interesting angle here.
I'm quite sure the IRS has got an answer for that one.
Well, maybe they haven't figured it out yet. We may be plowing new ground here this morning, Tom.
Turning over a new side.
Because that RMD is a function of your balance on December 31st, and if it's not in the account, and then you're going to put it back in on, you know, in January. That's an interesting...
here's what that was told, and maybe this will help us figure this out.
Good.
The representative at the Silver Cup Precious Metal says that as long as this is done before December 31st, whenever the distribution is paid out in March, it will be based on the silver content and the amount of money that's in the IRA. Does that make sense to you?
Well, that's the most conservative way to look at it, because technically you still have it in a, it's still part of your IRA money, but it's not in the account. That's
right.
What's throwing me there. So, you know, I guess if you want to be really conservative, you just take out the RMD amount, pay the taxes on the total amount, even though that money wasn't sitting in the account on December 31st.
Well, I pay taxes as I withdraw, you know.
Yes, yeah, I understand. Yeah.
Okay.
Yep.
So you think I'm pretty safe in doing that?
Oh, yeah. As long as you put the money back in within 60 days, the question is, what is your RMD amount going to be based on? Is it going to be based on the actual amount that's in the IRA, or what's in the IRA plus the money that you've taken out and intend to roll over within 60 days?
That's my question,
too. Yeah, I don't know.
Okay.
Answer that.
Let me ask you, can I ask, do you know how much you're going to be paying in fees in that?
For the silver,
yeah.
First year is free, all right?
Yeah, oh, yeah.
After that, then I'm going to get hit with some fees.
Right. May want to look at that real close. If since you can't take physical possession of this silver anyway, you may want to look at just a brokerage account and buy like an exchange-traded fund that invests purely in silver, and it'll fluctuate just like the price of silver. So that's another way to kind of keep the cost down.
Yeah, yeah. All righty. Well, you got my phone number there. If you can help me with a final decision on this, if you come up with something else, let me know. I appreciate it.
All right, Tom. Thanks for the call.
Sure.
Okay. All right. Appreciate it. Thanks so much, Tom. If you want Tom's line, it's 844-220-0965. That's 844-220-0965. Let's go to David in Vero Beach. David, you're on with the Certified Financial Group.
David, hi, thank you.
Good morning. What's up?
What I want to know is... I want to have a health savings account, but I'm retired and I have a pension, but I'm not sure if I'm eligible for having a health savings account.
Yeah, probably not. You have to have a high deductible insurance plan. You said you're already...
How old are you, David?
77.
Oh, no.
No, once you're eligible for Medicare, the HSA stops.
Unfortunately.
Okay. Yeah.
That sounds like a real good deal because my friend who is working said you can put a lot of money into it and let it stay there over 1 year, over 2 years.
For the young folks that are still working and they have a high deductible insurance plan at work, they quite often, or if you pay out of your own pocket, if you have a high deductible insurance plan, you qualify for an health savings account, and they are triple tax favorable.
Why don't you explain what that means?
Yes.
Yeah, what is triple tax?
Yes, and there's no other investment that has this triple tax deal. You get if you can do it, you have an HSA account, you can contribute to it up to the limit, and you get a tax deduction, okay? During the years that it's in there, if you're not spending it for health reasons, it grows tax deferred. And number three, if you take it out and pay health expenses, which could include in retirement paying for Part B Medicare, you can take it out without any taxes. So you get a tax deduction going in, grows tax free during the time it's in there, and it comes out tax free. How about them apples?
But unfortunately, once you're 65 and you're
not for David. You know, after Medicare, you can't do it. You have to give that up. But the money that's in the account stays there, and you can use it during the rest of your lifetime, during retirement, during Medicare years, to pay your Part B, reimburse yourself from your HSA plan during the years as you pay for Part B from your Social Security check.
Okay. All right, David, thanks so much for dialing us up. And for the phone call, if you want his line, it's 844-220-0965. That's 844-220-0965. We also have the text machine up and running as well. We'll get to those text questions that have come in just a moment. But first, let's get a Mike in Mount Dora. Mike, go ahead. You're on the Certified Financial Group.
Good morning, Mike.
Good morning. I have a TSP account with $165,000 in it. And then in August of 2019 is when I'm going to have to start doing my RMD on that. And what I'm looking at is how to reduce my tax liability. Is there any advantages of maybe opening up a RIA?
Are you still where you have earned income?
Hmm?
Do you have earned income?
Yes. Yes, retired from the civil service.
Right. That's retirement income. Are you working? You have W-2 income? 1099 income?
Yeah. Yes.
So you're still working?
I just do part-time, yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Yes.
How old are you?
I'm 69.
69. Yeah, you can do an IRA.
Mm-hmm. So what I'm looking at is what's my percentage?
You're talking about you're going to be forced to take money out of your TSP.
Well, it'd be 69. 70.
Yeah, 70
and a half.
That'll be August of 2019.
Right, and you're trying to minimize that tax. Is that what you're asking?
Right.
Yeah. Well, mm-hmm. I'm confused. Hold it. You're 69 now.
Mm-hmm.
When will you be 70?
Yeah. I'll be 70 in January. So I'll be 70 and a half. And so by August of 2019 is when I'm going to have to.
You face RMD, correct. By chance, where you work, does it have a 401k that you can contribute to?
Yes, but I'm thinking about stop working part-time and start doing some traveling and stuff like that.
Okay. Well, there's that opportunity to possibly roll that into a 401k if you were and eliminate the need, as long as you're working. And you may have to, I don't know if you have to work full-time or not, but if you're employed and you're over 70 and a half and you have a 401k, you can put off taking an RMD, but this may not work for you since you plan to fully retire. So there's really not a lot of, look for other tax advantage ways of doing things, maybe bunching your standard deduction versus itemized deductions. That's another strategy to use so that you can deduct more. But that money coming out of the TSP is going to be taxable, and you'll have to face it.
What is the percent on tax? What is the percentage on that?
It's basically a 3.65% of the account value.
It's what you have to take out, but the amount of taxes that you have to pay is a function of what your overall income is, what tax bracket that puts you in.
Right. I'm just talking about by because I can go in there and I can just there's several ways I can do my RMD off that Thrift Savings Plan. Right. I can just say I want $1,000 a month for whatever, right. And then they determine the longevity and still it still stays there vested.
Right.
You know.
Right. Well, the minimum though is going to be all of your tax deferred accounts. If you have a 401k, if you have an IRA, if TSP plan. All that combined, you're going to have to take 3.65% of that total for that first year, or that next year RMD.
So whatever the balance is on December 31st of this year, you total up all those accounts and take 3.65% of that total, and that's what you'll have to withdraw by December 31st of 2019. However, you have the option, the first year option, to do what, Roger?
Oh, you can put it off. For another year, however, that following year, you'll have to take two withdrawals. So
yeah,
if
you have to do it by April 1st.
And you'll have to take by December 31st that year's deduction as well, or RMD. So there's some strategy there. If you feel you're going to be in a higher tax bracket this year than, or in 2019, you're going to be in a high tax bracket and you anticipate a lower tax bracket in 2020, maybe put that off for the year like Joe suggested.
But you'd have to take two out in 2020, one by April 1st and the other one by December 31st.
Just one little final question. Okay, you said I got to take 3.65% of the balance on that. But what is my percent of tax on that?
It depends on how much you take out and what your other income is. Just add its regular income, so depending.
I thought they automatically just took the tax out on my RMD as I withdrew it.
No, you tell them how much you want to have withheld.
Think of it as deferred income, and it gets added to any other incomes you have that tax year. And the tax man.
So I won't pay tax on that until I do my taxes.
Right. They can withhold. Right. You can have withholdings done to help you not face a larger tax bill at tax time. Mm-hmm. But
gotcha. Okay.
That's just withholdings.
Yeah. All right. Thanks a lot, guys.
Appreciate it. Thanks for the call.
All right. Mike, thanks so much for dialing us up. You on Mike's line? It's 844-220-0965. That is 844-220-0965. We are planning tomorrow.
Today.
Certified Financial Group. Time to get three big things you need to know. All right, it is the final segment of On the Money with the Certified Financial Group right here on News 96.5 WDBO. We just have about 2.5 minutes left of the show, so let's get to those text questions we've been teasing that we would answer. So let's get to them right now. First one up here, what is the difference between a will and a trust, and when should you use each? Oracle of Orlando,
well,
Gilbert.
First of all, we are not attorneys, but I will tell you what we know in our practice is that a will is the instruction of the probate court as to how the assets that you have in your name alone will be split out and paid out to your beneficiaries. So it's the directions of the probate judge. A trust avoids probate. So anything that's owned by the trust will go directly to your beneficiaries and avoid probate. And it's as simple as that.
All right. Just like that. Another like text that. In at 21232. Can both a husband and a wife open up IRAs even if one partner doesn't work?
Mm-hmm. Yes. Yes, they can.
Roger Johnson.
As long as there's enough earned income from the working spouse to cover the contributions. Both can have a IRA in their respective names up to the limits.
It's what we call a spousal IRA.
All right. Yep. And last question here. I have $18K in a 529 account, and I am no longer using. $5,600 was the initial contribution. The rest is gain. What can I do with the money without getting killed?
So they're not going to use it for
education.
What it was intended for. If by chance the intended party, the child got a full scholarship, you can avoid a 10% penalty. But other than that, any money coming out, the gains will be taxable, and there will be an additional 10% penalty because it's not used for education. The other idea might be to roll it, change the beneficiary to maybe a grandchild or another member of the family, and let that person benefit from this 529 plan.
Otherwise, you pay taxes plus a 10% penalty.
All right. Yeah. Well, Joe and Roger, that's going to do it for this week's edition of On the Money. What's the best number to reach out on Monday?
407-869-9800, or better yet, go to our website, financialgroup.com. That's financialgroup.com.
Is that financialgroup.com?
Financialgroup.com.
All right. Well, that's the do. We'll be back here next Saturday, 9 a.m., same time, same channel, 96.5 on your FM dial. We have been planning tomorrow.
Today.
The Certified Financial Group right here on News 96.5 WDBO.
96.5 WDBO.
It starts now.
It's 10 o'clock at News 96.5.